Crusade Channel News. News you can trust because the truth can be trusted. From the Crusade Channel News Desk, here's Celeste Youngblood.
Good morning. This is Celeste Youngblood coming to you from the Veritas Radio Network News Bureau with your headlines at this hour on this Thursday, September 7th, 2017. ISIS is pouring money into its European operations, and in today's Lives of the Saints and Martyrs, a Frankish saint who renounced his claim to the throne. Fires are raging in the West and may have been started in part by a teenager. And an update on the tropical weather situation. The Daily Mail reports that ISIS, following its substantial losses in Syria and Iraq, is now pouring money into its European operations and is planning waves of attacks against Western targets. Intelligence officials believe that their leader, Abu Bakr al-Baghdadi, is still alive. He's like a Muslim Elvis, hiding around the border of Iraq and Syria and planning sophisticated attacks on nations such as Britain. The head of Kurdish intelligence Lahore Talabani told The Telegraph, quote, "They are trying to do attacks that will get them publicity." The Daily Mail is also warning that ISIS leaders are asking their followers to poison food supplies in Western supermarkets, having tested their methods on their prisoners in Iraq. Today's quote of the day comes from Hans Urs von Balthasar. What you are is God's gift to you. What you become is your gift to God. Coming up after the break in Lives of the Saints and Martyrs, we honor St. Cloud. You're listening to Crusade News.
Hey folks, when I was a kid, being called a bookworm was an insult of the highest order. Today, people want to be called bookworm to solve the world's political problems. At the Founders Trading Post, we have the books you need to help solve the world's problems and save your soul, too. From Humility of Heart to Patrick Henry, American Statesman, get started on your bookworm bona fides today by browsing to mikechurch.com/books. Most of our books are also signed by the authors. Shop like a Jeopardy champion today at mikechurch.com. .com/books or call 844-5-CRUSADE.
Clodoald was the son of King Clodomer of Orléans and his wife Gunthéuc. He was raised by his grandmother, St. Clotilde, and was able, unlike his brothers, to escape the murderous machinations of his uncle Clotaire I by escaping to Provence. He renounced his claim to the throne and lived as a hermit and disciple of St. Severinus of Noricum. Renowned for his gifts of counsel and healing, he later returned to Paris, was ordained a priest at 29, and served the church until his death in 560. St. Cloud, pray for us. CNN reports that fires on the Eagle Creek Trail west of Portland in Oregon have merged with another fire, and together 31,000 acres have burned, causing the evacuations of hundreds of residents. It is believed that the Eagle Creek Trail fire was started by a 15-year-old boy from Vancouver, Washington, who has been identified but whose name is not being released. The boy, along with a group of friends, had been playing with firecrackers. No charges have been filed as of yet, and Oregon State Police Captain Bill Fugate said that the ongoing investigation will reveal whether the fire was the result of arson, negligence, or reckless behavior. And now an update on Hurricane Irma. As of 8 a.m. Atlantic Standard Time this morning, Irma's maximum sustained wind speed had dropped slightly to 180 miles per hour, and the eye of the storm was moving west-northwestward off the northern coast of Hispaniola at 17 miles per hour, headed for the Turk and Caicos Islands. It is still too early to tell where in Florida Irma might make landfall, but as of now, the entirety of the Florida Peninsula is still lying within the forecast cone. The latest models do show a slight tracking to the east. The Associated Press reports that Irma's death toll was raised to at least 10, and dozens were injured in St. Martin and St. Barthélemy. The island of Anguilla experienced, quote, severe and in places critical damage. Florida Highway Patrol troopers are monitoring the evacuations and have extra troopers, road rangers, and wreckers on hand to help those whose vehicles become disabled. In this Celestial Musings, Todd Starnes reports that the Cedartown Middle School in Georgia has, rightly, earned criticism for a school lesson in which a teacher presented her students with a poem that goes something like this. God is like a mythical creature, a unicorn with silver blood. If you drink the blood, you will live forever. It makes a good story in a book, like Harry Potter. Thanks to Brandon Feichter for the use of his Unicorns of Silverpath music. As for the poem, it gets much worse. But due to time constraints, I'll save the rest for the noon newscast. Suffice it to say, I suppose the new rule is, leave God out of schools unless your aim is to mock him and destroy children's faith in him. The school district, to their credit, has apologized and have said that they were referring to Greek gods, but that they could see how this could have been misinterpreted and taken out of context.
Yeah, right.
Stay tuned now for the Mike Church Show. Celeste Youngblood signing off for the Crusade Channel, serving you, serving truth.
You've just heard Crusade Channel News, live on your News, Talk, and Saints leader, the Crusade Channel. And did you know that all newscasts are available as podcasts on CrusadeChannel.com and on our free app available in the Google Play and iTunes stores? Surprised?
If I woke up tomorrow with my head sewn to the carpet, I wouldn't be more surprised than I am right now.
Crusade Channel News. News you can trust. Because the truth can be trusted.